The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I wrote this in November 2005, and sadly, it is more timely now in 2012. Anti-Semitism is an incurable social disease. How tragic that it is rampant in American universities. Local attorney Gil Stein wrote a letter to the Sentinel in 2005 saying that anti-Semitism was alive and well at UCSC and that anti-Semitism was increasing on college campuses throughout the country. How is this possible in institutions of higher learning where parents of college students pay as much as $100,000 for 4 years so their children can become educated, fair-thinking members of society? Because Gil Stein's letter is very worrisome, I will repeat portions of it along with my own thoughts so that many others in this area can be made aware of this ugly situation, which, if not confronted, will escalate just as it did in Germany in the early 1930s when I lived through it and lost members of my own family. Please listen, then register your outrage with the local chancellor and those irresponsible members of the faculty who say nothing about this very noticeable, disagreeable issue. Pro-Palestinian speakers receive university sponsorship, while pro-Israel speakers are denied sponsorship by those same departments. The university promotes diversity, but not diversity with which they disagree. This policy of looking the other way when certain speakers spout racist venom needs to stop. Academic freedom should not be a cover for bigotry. All campuses should also be open to speakers who do not represent the views of the politically correct. I say shame on the biased and gutless faculty and leaders who encourage prejudice to fester in places of higher learning. Remember, when good people remain silent and do nothing, bad things happen and evil takes hold. It's called the sin of omission. Our publicly financed universities must no longer become institutions of hate and selective discrimination. And now let's fast forward to 2012. Despite the fact that anti-Semitism remains an incurable social disease, all fair-thinking people must speak out and protest such despicable actions, denying that there ever was a Holocaust, which is really left out of textbooks in Europe at this time, does not deny that barbarism. That is the height of shame and cowardice. Good people must denounce it instead of denying its existence. And for KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.